Well, one thing that we learned from the release of diplomatic cables from WikiLeaks is that President Bush and President Obama had a common aim. Both of them were trying to get rid of some of the detainees that were in Guantanamo Bay. And by get rid, I mean send them off to a safe country that would harbor them as former enemy combatants.
Avoid using the civilian courts.
Exactly.
One way or the other. The Supreme Court has suggested it might be an option.
Right. But would obviously take a long time. It's problematic. President Barack Obama, obviously, has promised to close Guantanamo Bay prison camp over and over and over. But it's 2 years since his inauguration, and there are still 187 inmates there languishing in cells. Joining us this morning is Charlie Savage, a Washington correspondent for our partner, The New York Times. Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, you actually read through thousands of these classified cables, and you, one of the pictures we get is some of these backroom deals that are going forward, dating back to the Bush administration on what to do with these inmates. Let's go back to the Bush administration. As I understand, some of these diplomatic cables relate to bribes that the White House was willing to pay.
Well, bribe is a rough word, but you certainly see a lot of wheeling and dealing, a lot of what can you do for us if we do this for you kind of haggling by both administrations and their foreign counterparts. Actually, there was not a lot of instances of large amounts of money being on the table. Both administrations would provide some money, especially to poorer countries, but more in the sort of thousands, not even hundreds of thousands level, to handle resettlement expenses, you know, housing, food, and so forth, especially when you're talking about a small, poor country, not a major Western country. There was, at the very end of the Bush administration, a bid to get rid of 17 Uyghurs, which are Chinese Muslim detainees that have been particularly hard to dispose of. A judge has ordered them to be freed. They were never enemies of the United States. They shouldn't have been brought to Gitmo in the first place, but you can't send them back to China because China would probably kill them. And so China's been telling every other country not to take them either, and it's been a particularly difficult dilemma. So we saw at the very end of the Bush administration, there's a tiny Pacific island called Kiribati that was offered an incentive package, quote-unquote, of about $3 million in development aid if it would take these detainees, although that deal
That sounds
collapsed.
A lot like a bribe to me, Charlie. But, you know, explain to me, lay out the details of exactly why it's so difficult to place these former enemy combatants or even the Uyghurs, as you say. You referred to the fact that China has perhaps threatened other countries should they take them in. But why is it so difficult to get them out of Guantanamo?
Well, there's different sets of people at Gitmo, and they each present their own problems. And so one set of people that is probably the biggest problem right now are Yemenis. About half of the detainees there who's still there are Yemenis. About 60 of them, a third of the remaining population, have been deemed safe to release from Gitmo if they can be found, you know, released into a place that would keep an eye on them. And the problem with Yemen, of course, is it's a chaotic sort of semi-failed state. Where there's a lot of al-Qaeda activity, and there's this sort of no confidence about releasing people there as opposed to a more normal country. And so Yemen is a huge problem just in and of itself, and I think there's sort of people are both the Bush and the Obama administration have been reluctant to send people home there. A second set of detainees that have been a problem are detainees like the Chinese Uyghurs that cannot be sent home, can't be repatriated because of fears that their home governments would abuse them or worse. And so then you have to persuade some other country that has no relationship with this detainee who has been cleared safe to release to take in the headache of having, you know, some ex-Guantanamo detainee, even one that's been deemed safe to release, in their country. And that's not a very popular thing for any country to do in terms of its own public opinion. And so the Obama administration has, I think, in its sights now getting that population down to zero. I think there's about 20 more that it's trying to go, and it's got some promises from various countries that haven't been fulfilled yet but are in the works and so forth.
And the
then,
assumption,
of course, there's the detainees that we want to prosecute or
right.
keep holding on to. And because the U.S. Congress has put its back up against bringing anyone into the United States, even into supermax prisons here for political reasons, that means that even if you were to get rid of those other two sets, Gitmo still would not be closed. So it's not just a diplomatic issue, but also a domestic political issue.
Well, quickly, Charlie, do you see continuity between the way the Bush administration has dealt with the Guantanamo Bay inmates and the way the Obama administration is dealing with it? I mean, Obama says he wants to close Gitmo, but this window of leaks suggests that maybe the pattern is one more of continuity than it is of difference.
Well, true, and also remember Bush said he wanted to close Gitmo, which is sort of forgotten now. And Bush had brought in, 780 or something detainees. By the time Bush left office, he had transferred away more than 500 of those detainees. So I think both administrations have recognized that the Gitmo prison is a problem that they'd rather not have on their hands, but it certainly is a difficult thing to extract the United States from.
So, Charlie, do we get any picture of what the options are? If we can, in many cases, we can't send them home to their home states. If there's been this strong reaction from Congress on bringing them to a jail in the United States, as President Obama wanted to do, if there's also a problem with just simply waiting to try them, and in the Uyghurs' case, they won't be tried, what are the other options?
Well, there's nothing to try them for.
Right.
Well, so, the administration continues to winnow the population down sort of one by one when they find a country willing to take one of this sort of dwindling set of people who've been deemed safe to release but can't be repatriated. I think they're down to 174 total now. If and when they can solve the Yemen problem, that would get rid of a whole bunch in one fell swoop. I think they're still considering setting up some kind of de-radicalization rehabilitation program, especially if Yemen can get its al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula problem under control.
That's a big if.
I think it's a matter of attrition and then maybe waiting for domestic politics to shift if that will ever happen.
Well, any clear sign of a shift in policy on what to do with them between the last administration and this one?
Clear signs of a shift? Well, I think, as I said before, I think both administrations wanted and want this prison to close and are just finding that that is more easily said than done.
All right. Charlie Savage is a Washington correspondent for our partner, the New York Times. He's talking about some of the leaked diplomatic cables from WikiLeaks that refer to wheelings and dealings in where to send the remaining Guantanamo Bay prisoners, detainees, so that they can close that prison camp finally.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here? And maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.